Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conference hosted by Ronnie Bignell. My name is Kathy, and I'm your event manager today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties that this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. Now I'd like to hand over to Ronnie. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kathy, and good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're all well. Time seems to fly coming round this rota and having to do Safety Hour again with you. I've got just two things that I wanted to capture. One, sort of some personal things that I've put down, and one that the safety team have asked me to go through. So I wanted this week's Safety Hour, one for you all really, to just sit back and reflect. Take time yourselves, sit back. Winter is almost upon us, just like Christmas, and there's nothing really we can do about either, but we need to plan for them both. It seems we always control our Christmases, you know, how much we spend on presents, how much we eat, how much time we commit to spend with the in-laws. So why don't we plan better for the onset of winter and for what that throws at us? We know it's coming, happens every year. So I ask you to sort of sit back and reflect, because this time last year, period nine that we're in, seven of our colleagues sustained a lost time injury that prevented them from coming into work the following day. And whilst it feels like winter has not really taken a real hold yet, what could you do differently now that winter is coming? Are we rushing from place to place when a little more care is required? And are we arriving at site or about to do a walk from a station with inappropriate shoes? Do we take a little bit less time to clean the windows of the vehicles before we setting off? And really, is our PPE up to scratch? These are the things I sort of urge you to sort of sit back with your team, discuss some of these items, and ensure that we're all taking extra time to think about the conditions that we're facing, and that we've ensured ourselves we are being as careful and considerate with the environmental changes at all times. There's some good stats that the safety team have drafted up, and currently the majority of our accidents, 40%, to continue to consist of slips, trips and falls. And a lot of them are still happening in the CESS, in places and areas where we really should be our safest. This is closely followed by manual handling at 30%, usually resulting in back injuries whilst carrying kit to and from site. So we really should be reassessing that, particularly as the underfoot conditions are going to become slipperier. And 15% of our events are road-related. And actually today, you know, very bright sun of a cold and frosty morning, so bright sun on wet roads. Always seems a bit odd wearing sunglasses this time of year, but maybe that's what we should be doing. So when was the last time you took the time to review your PPE? Sits in the kit bag, sits in the back of the van, sits in the cupboard somewhere. Does it still keep you warm and dry? If not, change it. Are those boots that you still wear able to support your ankles and have sufficient grip for walking on the ballast? If not, change them. They might be comfortable, but all shoes are uncomfortable at the beginning and they soon break in. Are those gloves fit up to the task that they're designed for? If not, change them. Get rid of them. Get the right kit for doing the job. So this reflection that I wanted really applies to us all. It's not just site staff, but it's office workers as well. I myself, walking between the station at Basingstoke and the Rock the other month with the TME from Basingstoke, we were chatting away, and I noticed that even myself, my footsteps were slipping a couple of times on the path. It was just beginning to get covered in moss, and it sort of makes me realise that even where you think a path is going to be fine, no, the tree cover. We all know what the trees do to the rails, and it happens to the paths. So we need to take a lot of extra care when walking. So really, ask you to continue this safety hour in your teams. Talk to your desk neighbours and discuss what you're going to do differently this winter. The second topic was the golden hour. So the blog has been updated with the incidents last week, which I wasn't intending to go through, but the presentation on the safety hour has been re-uploaded, and really I just wanted to reiterate the Wessex Route Golden Hour. which is our defined response during the first hour following a workforce incident or near miss. This is also a requirement for additional updates to be established at 6 and 24 hours. We should always strive to prevent our teams from being harmed, but when an accident or near miss happens, we must ensure that the care and assistance provided is supportive, appropriate, and put in place quickly and effectively. Investigation process commences immediately so we can learn from the event and stop it from happening again. So the first hour after an incident is critical in providing better care for our teams, better response and control on site, better reporting with clearer recollection of events, better management, support, investigation with immediate fact-finding and collation of evidence. This is why the very first hour is so important. An improved process allows appropriate and effective care to be undertaken, including any external medical or welfare arrangements, immediate control of hazards and risks, collection of any perishable evidence, accurate recall of event details, and suitable response and support provided real time, early identification and sharing of lessons learned. All in the first hour, all very important. So the presentation goes on with key point cards of the process and who at which point gets contacted and what the responsibilities are. So I urge those that get involved with investigations to refresh yourselves with the Golden Hour presentation that's on the blog. Some handy key point notes and an aid memoir there. And with lots of supporting information. So that's really there on for your use, and I'm sure that the safety team will be reissuing that out again, and further safety hours we can follow that up and go through it again, maybe in a bit more detail. That was all I had for the safety hour, so I'd like to open the lines now, Kathy, if there's any questions. I'm happy to take any.
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received and you'll be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. We do have a question. It comes from the line of
Teresa Candlestick and the safety team.
Please go ahead.
Morning, Ronnie.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
It's a bit of a lonely place doing that safety hour call, isn't it?
Absolutely is, yes.
Thank you very much for doing the Golden Hour rebrief for me.
Pleasure.
And I'd wondered if anybody listening to you had had an experience with it or had used it or had an alternative viewpoint. So I'll pose it through you to anybody who's listening.
Okay, well, we'll ask Kathy to see if there's any other questions coming in.
If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. It doesn't look like anybody's going to ask a question or make a comment.
No. Okay, well, maybe... maybe Tracy will pick that up offline. Maybe we'll do a bit of a targeted email to request some feedback. I think that's probably the best thing to do.
Can I still be heard, Ronnie?
I guess so. Yes, I can still hear you.
Yeah. So this the Golden Hour was issued in about June or July last year. To improve our investigation process by capturing stuff on site in 1 hour and then picking up with care plans for injured people subsequently. I have reason to suspect that it needs rebriefing wholeheartedly across the route And that will improve our investigation. So yes, it will be rebriefed and mentioned in the cascade as well. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. Okay, if there's nothing else, I'll draw this call to a close. Thank you all for dialing in and taking the time. And please, as I say, reflect on the incidences that happened this time last year in the entry into winter, and sit and talk to your neighbours, talk to your teams. What are we going to do differently going forward? Thank you all very much, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Ronnie. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and have a good day.